This is Senator Al Simpson. The Senate has delayed enforcement of an overly complicated regulation designed to improve employer-provided health benefit plans. It is called Section 89. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Section 89 was originally designed to impose important non-discrimination rules upon employer-provided benefits. The new rules were not enacted since they were overloaded by so many stipulations, qualifications, and all sorts of other gibberish that, in the first place, no one could read them, much less understand them, and secondly, they did very little to actually address any legitimate discrimination problems in the workplace. It is not right that someone could be discriminated against in having access to health benefits because they are not the big cheese or in the right position in the company. It is a real problem, Ted, and let's solve it with thoughtful legislation, not careless garble and red tape.
Al, that problem erupted when large numbers of small businesses found themselves swamped by the heavy record-keeping and high cost of complying with complex new tax rules for health, life insurance, and other employee benefits. The rules were adopted to make companies provide the same benefits to rank-and-file workers as to top executives in the firm. If fancy fringe benefits are parceled out unfairly, they shouldn't qualify for the tax exemption that makes them so attractive. That principle of non-discrimination is important now. But because of the outcry from small businesses over the cost and red tape, it seemed that the baby might be thrown out with the bathwater and the whole provision might be repealed. So far, cooler heads have prevailed. It's likely that the rules will be postponed for a year while Congress rewrites them. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, Al, to figure out a way to end discrimination without putting small business out of business. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Bill Bennett's flawed plan for waging war on drugs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.